This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super!
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got!
You're listening to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some issues here with our stupid Facebook thing. Hold on one second. I'll do it later. All right, enough of this. Good morning. What the hell is wrong with this? Okay. No Facebook in this first segment. I'll try to screw around with this stupid thing during the break. Anyway, good news for you. Well, of course, good news. Here I am. We've got an incredible show for you today in spite of this latest Facebook thing. We'll get to the Facebook live stream during the next break. I'll try to figure this thing out. So anyway, so later on today, we got Dimitri Graffiti, your chance to call in and say or do pretty much anything as long as you're in within the follow the rules of engagement. We'll be talking about the Strushen double homicide, my theory about the case. I think it might have to do with sex because we broke the story about what it does not have to do with. We broke that story here on my show. The media has not picked up on it, of course, because they're useless. But I broke the story, so we'll go into a deep dive with that as well. Guntree closed. I can tell you why it closed. The big problem that they had, the big mistake, I guess is the right word, the big mistake that they had. But in this first hour, a very special guest, State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, full disclosure, Dimitri 2020 LLC client, West Virginia State Senate 1st District, that's the Northern Panhandle, Hancock Brook, Ohio, and parts of Marshall County. And I asked her to come back on. Yes, she won the election. Yes, she crushed her rhino opponent and crushed all the rhinos who were supporting this loser. And but that's not why she's on today. It's about this post that she has on Facebook. It says, shame on AEP. This is exactly why I fought tirelessly in Charleston for a one-year freeze on all utility rate increases. And it goes on and on and on. I thought, well, this is a great opportunity to get her on because, you know, rate increases and the high cost of electricity in our area, West Virginia and Ohio. This one happens to be West Virginia. And you got the, you know, they want even more and more and more. And so I asked Laura to come back on. Now, this is a big lift for her, a heavy lift for her, because she is not a morning person. She has made that abundantly clear. I don't like mornings. I don't want to get up early in the morning, on and on and on and on and on and on. And I keep saying, I don't care. This is when I'm on. This is when you come on. If you want to get this exposure, you want to tell the people about what's going on. So she is a trooper. She is here. She's, you look pretty wide awake today. You actually look pretty good today.
Yep, I'm here with bells on, so.
She does not have bells on. However, she does have her crucifix on the necklace. So that's even better. There I would say go. That's even better. First off, welcome. How are Jackson and Eloise?
They're great. They're counting down the days for school to be over, so they have less than 2 weeks now.
Oh, wow. Are they still talking about my appearance at your house for the victory party?
They are.
But you can't shut them up.
No, they loved you. They had a great time with you.
That's great. That is, well, that's, everybody says that. Everybody says that. Some people actually mean it. That's the thing. But they were the cutest darn things. Matt, not so much. I wouldn't say cute, but anyway, my sources tell me that he thinks it's more important to take the kids to school this morning than show up on my show.
Yes.
Let's have a long talk with him about his values, shall we?
I will.
Okay. We need to real-worldize him about priorities here. Anyway, so thanks so much for joining us. Short notice, but thank you. So what the hell's going on now with AEP?
Well, about a year ago, I was at a meeting with AEP, and there was a talk about rate. And how they didn't get the rate that they requested. And I need to back up a little bit. So West Virginia is a heavy regulated state. I want it to be absolutely clear. The energy market is not a free market. So they're guaranteed a certain percentage of profit. It's around 7%. And for them to set rates, they have to go to the Public Service Commission, the PSC, and ask for rates to be given to them if they're ever going to raise them. And it's all a very complicated, above my pay grade system on how they are to get the rates, what they're to be reimbursed with, things like that. So about a year ago, again, I was at a meeting with AEP executives and lobbyists, and they were not happy about the rates being denied last year. And quite frankly, they had intentions to come next year, which is now this year, and ask for an even higher rate increase.
What?
Yes. And so that kind of alerted me as to this impending issue. Every time I go out and talk with constituents, it's about Social Security tax, which we have eliminated at this point.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, I was the lead sponsor of. And then...
You don't like taking credit for that. What is wrong with you? Well, you're supposed to be a politician. If you want a career in politics, never mind that you crushed this rhino candidate, this unsteady Eddie, you got to take credit whenever you do something right. Because believe me, you're going to get the blame whenever you do something wrong.
That is true. But I mean, we don't...
So just try to say it with pride.
I was the lead sponsor of the elimination of the Social Security tax.
See? Please, sit down. Sit down. It's not that big a deal. So would you just... Thank you. Okay, sit down. Anyway, so great. So now what?
So I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I believe it was Wednesday. I saw a big article from a Charleston News source saying, AEP just got a rate increase, but they promise they won't raise it again for at least a year. I mean, it's outrageous to me. Outrageous.
Jesus, unbelievable. Yeah. So how can you stop? I'm sure we're going to have the Erica Storches of the world go on their favorite local media and throughout the state, of course, and get slobbering interviews about, this is so important. You know, we need to help AEP because they don't make enough money. How much money does AEP make?
Well, I haven't delved into the numbers, but I do know for a fact, Metro News actually reported on it that they made $1 billion in one quarter in 2025. $1 billion.
And that's just not enough for them. They've just got to squeeze the ratepayers just that much more in West Virginia.
Right.
These people are unbelievable. They really are. They're just unbelievable.
And it's terrible because we do have a lot of inflation right now and people are struggling. And so... We have these high gas prices. We have these high utility prices. They have to choose whether to put life-saving medication, you know, in their cart or get groceries or have the lights on. And it's just outrageous to me. And so I was the lead sponsor of a bill that got all the way to third reading, which is a pretty big deal. It went through committee. It was read two times, and then it was sent to the Rules Committee.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? What does that mean in English? Because I don't understand your world at all.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So constitutionally, we are required to read bills 3 days.
Can't you skip that? Isn't that what Jim Justice did?
We can skip the three reading, but we have to have 2/3 to skip the three readings.
Well, you got 2/3 of more than 2/3 of Republicans in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Why not skip it and just do it?
Well, we could. I actually hate to use that option, though, because the Constitution says we should read it for 3 days. But yes, there is a mechanism to skip.
Okay.
So I actually had an amendment because I didn't like the way that the bill came out. It actually said that the PSC may have a one-year freeze instead of shall, which is the difference between permitted or required.
Shall is required. If you read shall... That means the government is saying you damn well better do this or else.
Yes.
May is a weasel word that, if you feel like it, fine. Exactly. If you don't feel like it, fine.
I love that. Yeah. Yes, that's a great description.
Thank you.
So I had an amendment.
I could be a politician.
There you go.
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't.
Well, so I had an amendment to put it back to shall. And it kept getting laid over, and finally they just yanked it into the Rules Committee.
Who was responsible for killing this ultimately? Was it Tom Willis or who?
I don't know the actual person. It's the Rules Committee, and so there's several people on it, and they voted to pull it into them, which is the Rules Committee is basically this graveyard for good bills, or sometimes they let bills out again, but it was the last day before
Who's in charge of the Rules Committee?
The president is the chairman.
And of Randy Smith?
Yes.
And he put it in the Rules Committee?
The committee put it in the Rules Committee, but I mean, he's the chairman, so
Why would he not want...
That's a good question. You know, I think...
Get me Randy Smith! Hey, get the phone number for Randy Smith! We're working on that. Go ahead.
Well, this, you know, he actually said, yeah, let's run it. We need to get people relief. So I don't know if something happened, like maybe it was just because it was too late in session. I don't know the reason. I suspect it's because a lobbyist of AEP freaked out. or in other utilities, not just AEP.
Yeah, but AEP is like the main one, like an Erica Storch, those people.
Yeah.
The Erica Storches of the world.
Right, because, I mean, I think that they knew what I was trying to do, because I'm not, I made it clear I'm not happy that they're seeking yet another rate increase.
Right, and how much is this rate increase now?
You know, I don't know, but it's significant.
And what is their justification for this?
That's a good question. You know, they can say, oh, well, we're upgrading, we're doing X, Y, Z, we, you know, have higher cost. But at the end of the day, so does everybody else.
Right.
I mean, it's just disgusting to me that we have to continue to have these fights.
And the organization, the entity that approves this price fixing for the state of West Virginia, what's it called again?
The Public Service Commission, or the PSC.
Okay, Public Service Commission. And, of course, they're not doing any kind of service for the public. They're serving AEP, of course, because they're all, I'm sure, all bought. Who's on this, and what can we do about removing some of these people?
It's a board that is appointed by the governor, but I do not believe that the governor appointed the chairman, who is Charlotte Lane.
Who?
Charlotte Lane. She's been there since at least Governor Justice.
Okay, and what is her connection with AEP? Does she own AEP stock? Do they wine and dine her? What do they do?
I'm not sure.
Is there a conflict of interest clause, some sort of conflict of interest clause with the Public Service Commission and AEP and other electricity monopolies? Because that's all we're talking about here, monopolies and price fixing, all legal in West Virginia when it comes to electric companies. There are monopolies and there's price fixing. You know, nobody can compete. And whatever the price is that we feel like charging, if the state says yes, then that's what it is. It's honestly unbelievable to me in right. this day and age in West Virginia and Ohio to have monopolies, electric company monopolies, and to have legal price fixing. It's and then we wonder why our rates are so high and we have no choices, no opportunities to go anywhere. It's just maddening to me. It really is. So do you know if they have, well, you're a lawyer, you graduated WVU and all that. Is right. that why, where you met Matt, by the way?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My sources tell me that he couldn't even make the starting lineup for the Mountaineer mascot, that he was a backup, he couldn't make, you know, the first string, so he was a second string Mountaineer.
Yep, he was the backup Mountaineer. But he got to do a couple of games, and he
enjoyed it. Women's basketball or something, or what?
Probably, I don't know.
Of course.
I didn't know him at that time, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he still have the hat and the rifle and everything run
no.
around the house or whatever? Look at me, I'm a Mountaineer.
No, he actually had to borrow that from the Mountaineer.
Oh, really? So, did he clean it before he gave it back?
I don't think you can clean them. I think it's actually,
oh,
I know, isn't
God,
that gross?
Jesus! Oh,
maybe they did, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Although that would fit for Mountaineers. All right, well, fair enough. Do we know if there's any sort of clause, any sort of protection of the taxpayers so that there's no conflict of interest with the Public Service Commission and the electric companies? By that I mean, do we know what their finances are? Not only the five members, right? Five members of the public service?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. You believe so?
Well, it's either five plus the chairman or just five, including the chairman. It's either five or six.
You want to nail that down?
I will. I will.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll give some thought, or maybe you could look it up. Oh, by the way, breaking news. The Facebook live stream is up and running. So good morning. Hi, how you doing? It took a few minutes, but I figured it out during her important talk. I wasn't paying any attention to her. I was going to figure out this stupid thing. But you can now see it on the River Talk Facebook page.